Rabbi. Today's daf is Memches. We start from the top of the top line. You got there also the top line, Memches?
Yeah.
David already did the daf, but he'll do some chazara today. So the Gemara begins top line, Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov Omer, Sheira Kesusa. So the Gemara had been talking about the definitions of Sheira Kesusa v'antalo yigara. So what does it mean, Sheira Kesusa, says Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov? It means Lefum Sheira Tein Kesusa. So Rashi explains, what does that mean? Lefi Sheira. Actually, I'll read a little bit further in the Gemara, then we'll figure that out. According to Sheira, that's how much ksus you should give, meaning, Shelo yitain la, lo shel yalda le zakena, lo shel zakena le yalda. So according to the age, you should give the clothing. But if she's older, don't give her a clothing of a younger girl. And if she's younger, don't give her the clothing of an older girl. So let's see that in Rashi. Rashi, two lines from the top, says, Shelofum Sheira, zakena kashala masoy. Someone who's older, it's hard to carry heavy things. And can't hold wider clothing. I guess it's heavier. The yalda tzichas begadim ruchavim requires wider clothing. Lisnaus behem, to look prettier with a wider clothing, a poofy type of dress or something. So that's what it means, says Rashi.
Today's the opposite,
right? I guess the women, the younger, wear the tighter clothing, and the older women, the poofier. That's true. Okay. So then the Gemara says, "Ksusa vonasa." So what does that mean, that drasha? So Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov explained, Lefum onasa tein ksusa. According to her ona, according to her time, give the clothing. Meaning, Shlo yitein chadashim bimos hachama v'lo shchakim bimos hagshamim. Don't give her new clothing in the summer, nor should you give her old clothing in the rain. Because Rashi explains, Lefum onasa lefi ha'es im hachama im tina. Chadashim heim yoser hachamim heim yoser min hashchakim. New clothing is warmer than the older clothing. If it's worn out, obviously it's going to have less protection. So in the summer, you don't need new clothing. It's you're not going to wear wool in the summer. It's going to be too hot. So make sure you give it the appropriate types of clothing, appropriate the weight or heat, hot or cold clothing, according to the season. And that's the drasha according to Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov. Okay, then the Gemara says, Tanner of Yosef Sheira Zu Karov Basar. Sheira means close in skin. Being close to each other, which means shelo yinhag ba minag parsaim. Don't do what the Persians would do. Shemisham mishayim mitosen bilvushen. They wear their clothing during tashmisham mita, and not to do that. Sheira means bekar basar. Misayle. This supports the opinion of Rav Huna. The Rav Huna haomer iafshar iafshi el ani bigvigdi vibigvigda yotzi vnosin ksuba. If a person, a man, was to say, the only way I could have tashmish is me, my clothing, and her clothing, then we automatically force him to divorce her. That's not how we do it in Yiddishkeit.
But this is according to what the Sheira is tashmish, or because it was a machlokas, right?
Machlokas, so this Sheira actually means karabasa. Sheira could be, according to one of the opinions.
Right, that's how we yeah. So everybody agrees that it's clothing.
Right. And Sheira we had, according to one opinion, is Mizonos, which is the Rambam records that as the Halacha.
And then the other one holds that it's Tashmish.
Right. So this one, I'm not sure how it fits into the drushas, but this is also brought down in the Halacha. The Rambam quotes, actually not the Rambam, the Shulchan Aruch quotes this Halacha. So it might not be learned from this. Even if you learn Sheira to be Mizonos, like last stuff, this concept still might be true, even though it's not learned out from the drush of Sheira. What does Rashi say? I don't know. I'm guessing Mizonos, but I don't know offhand.
I think you mostly learned that Sheira is Mizonos. Right. And Ona is...
Right, Tashmish. I would imagine Rashi says Sheira is Mizonos, but I don't know for sure. I don't remember. Then the Gemara says, two dots. Like 1 second, so I'm looking at this Tosas on the top for a second. Okay. So the Gemara now quotes from the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Afilu Anisha be Yisrael. So what was this whole quotation here? So the quotation was that you cannot, if an Anisha be Yisrael dies, you cannot have any less than two flutes and two mekonos, two lamentations being recited at the funeral of such an Ani. So Gemara says, Mechlal, the Tanakhama Savar Hani Lo. Does this imply that the Tanakhama argues in Rabbi Yehuda and says these are not required? That an Ani may have a funeral without flutes and without lamentations? Hey, Chidami, how is that? What's the case here? Ida Orche, if it was common practice to have the people do Mekononos, so then my time of the Tanakhama, Damar Lo. So why then would the Tanakhama say we don't assure that the Ani has such the mikonos at the funeral. If it's not the proper way, if it wasn't normal for their family to have mikonos, my time with Rabbi Huda. So why did Rabbi Huda require you to have the mikonos? So the Gemara answers, lo tzricha, ki kon d'archa dide v'lo v'archa dida. Situation where it was his family's practice, but not her family practice. So it's a situation where the man dies, and it was not his family minhag, but it was her family minhag. So what do you do in such a situation? So the Gemara explains, that's the very machlokas of Tanakhama and Rabbi Yehuda. Tanakhama savar ki aminan ola imo veno yuredes imo hanimil michayim. We have a concept that whose minhag do we follow? We always follow the minhag of his and not the minhag of her family. In Rashi, you see the example of Rashi of Hani Mile Michayim. Wait for the Rashi in a second. The Rashi above that. Ola imo veino yoredesimo. Mibulas bal nafkalan. Bilas bal diyaso shabal. Lo biridaso shabal. Perak afalpi. So it's talking about the going up in status, elevating in status according to his, but not according to hers. So what was the application? I don't remember. This is Rashi. What does it mean that Ola imo veino yoredes imo? You go up with him, but you don't go down with him.
But this is the new part. This is not Tricha. We didn't read that.
You know, we read that. So what this is talking about is when they get married, if he gets wealthier, so then he has to give her the mezonos according to his new wealth. See, she goes up with him in his increased salary, but if he comes in rich and then loses money, she does not go down with him, and he has to somehow find the means to give her the what she's comfortable with in terms of mezonos. So she goes up with him. If he gets wealthier, she goes up with him and gets paid accordingly. If he loses his money, she still is expected to get what she was always getting, and he has to somehow find out to feed her that way. So it doesn't make sense because she's accustomed to receiving that. It's very hard to change that way of living, and we find that to be truth.
I would say in regards to the menhagim, she liked to have read it, meaning she, the second that there was a beila, so she's straightening up to him, and she doesn't go back to her.
Right, so this, I guess, is not talking about menhagim here. This is talking about the way of living.
But we're talking about menhagim, about levaya.
Right, so we have to figure out how this plugs in now.
That's how it's plugged in.
That's how it plugs in.
it's about the how elaborate the funeral is. Right.
This is a case
where
the husband dies.
How many different things you bring in?
I would say what the
elaborate
this
kiddush,
the chalidim are for her to cry.
It's a very
right.
elaborate,
fancy.
So,
fancy.
But this is when they say afilu ani beYisrael, meaning is this something that we're giving cover to her or to him?
So that's a good shot. That's the Gemara Sanhedrin asks in general, what's a hesped for? Is it for the Kavod HaMeis, Kavod HaChayim?
Right.
So Lechor, it's probably for the way the Mishnah sounds like it, even
it's
an Ani Shabbat Yisrael. Well, but even an Ani Yisrael, it sounds like it's for the Meis.
Right.
Even a Meis Ani,
right.
That's what it sounds like.
But the woman dies.
Oh, the woman dies? Oh, that's...
Woman is
dead.
And he has to... It's a question of the Kavod for her. What does he have to provide?
Even though it says Ani, it really should be Aniya. It should really say Aniya in the Mishnah.
It's a question of what the Ani has
says,
to hide.
Says,
what does the Ani have to do for his wife?
Okay.
That was my question.
It says the article.
Right. I don't have the article. I was in Doha, the article. I didn't read the Masifta side. maybe the Masifta have that also. But so the situation is where it's a poor family and the wife dies. So the Ani has to provide her with the Mekonos, with the Chalilin. But the Tanakhama implies that he doesn't have to provide her with this type of kavod. So what's the machlokas? So the Gemara says machlokas is as follows. Again, let's read lo tzricha. Kagon de orche didei. It was his custom, his family's custom, to have such an elaborate funeral. V'lav archa didei, but not hers. So Tanakhama savar ki amrinan ola imo veino yoredes imo. When is it true that she gets elevated to have nice things, whether it be nice mezonos, nice food, nice house? When does she jump up to that status of expecting a high upper class service? That's only hani mili michaim when the husband's alive. Aval la charmisa, if the husband dies already, when she's alive. Okay, when she's alive, so then she expects this. Aval la charmisa lo, but when she dies, she doesn't expect nothing to expect. She's dead. So then we could go back to what his we could go back to a lower level type of funeral. Yehuda Savar, no. Even after she dies, there's still an expectation of hers or the family around her that she should really get a good and very nice and elaborate type of funeral.
I would still interpret it the way that I interpret it, not in regards to money, in regards to minagim. Meaning while she's alive, she's going by his minagim, that's the elevation. And while she's dead, there's nobody to...
So we have to figure out what it means. What does it mean when she's alive even? Ola imo veno yoredes imo. She goes up with him, but
she adopts his custom.
What does it mean ola versus yoredes, though?
It's a term. Ola, right. Meaning, you know, the husband consider, the male consider more chashuv than the female. Throughout all shas, obviously. So it's Elia.
Okay. Right. Okay. The context from this Gemara is quoted from another Gemara. It's talking about... in terms of Mizonos,
yeah,
but
makes sense to me
the Jewish.
Yeah, but the Tanakhama disagrees with you. The Tanakhama says it's not his custom to have the flutes and the dirt, all the fancy stuff, but he has to do it because that's her custom.
Tanakhama says the opposite. Ki amrinan imo v'enai yoredet imo. Ola imo v'enai yomedet. That's what the Tanakhama agrees with
me. On point 8, it gives example. It says, Kigon shedoresh habal sheishtot tinek be'atzmait binam ve'hi ma'adifa liskor avulo mineket.
Where are you?
Point 8.
So that's the custom.
Right.
Yeah, that's what I said, custom.
Okay, beautiful. So Gemara now says halfway down, Amar Rav Chizda, Amar Mar Ukva, Halacha Rabbi Yehuda, we pass on like Rabbi Yehuda, that even Afilu Ani Yish B'Yisrael does not lo yivchos mi shnei chalilin and mi kodinos. Amar Rav Chizda further, Amar Mar Ukva, someone who becomes somewhat insane, loses his mind. So what's the halacha? What do we do with this property? So Bezdin goes down to this person's property. So the person who's the owner of this property has no ability, he doesn't have the das anymore to oversee everything. So Bezdin takes the liberty to go down and takes from his property to feed the wife, to feed the children, to feed the sons, the daughters, v'davar acher. What's Davar Acher? Let's see, does Rashi tell us what Davar Acher? Rashi, Davar Acher, the Gemara will explain later on what Davar Acher means. So then the Gemara says, also, Rashi points out, Zanin means Mizonos, Mifarnasin refers to Levush Vixus, give him food, give him clothing.
Where?
Rashi. On the inside column, around 10 lines down.
The answer to the question before, to Sheran Ksuta.
This is, no, the Gemara was discussing that before. It does not answer the question. But what's the difference between Levush and Ksus? What's Levush versus Ksus? I always thought they're the same thing.
I guess maybe it's one thing.
I don't know. Okay. And so the Gemara now says that, Amrli Ravina, Ravashi, Ravina says, Maishna mehod Tanya, why is it different from the following Braisa? The Braisa says, Misha halachul medina sayam, a man goes overseas, and he doesn't come back for a long time. And Ishto Tovas Mizonos, and the woman, she's hungry. She's not. No one's feeding her. Based in Yardin Lenechas of the Based in takes the liberty to go down to the property. Vizonin Mfarnasin as Ishto Avalo Bonav of Nosav Velo Davracher. So in this situation, when the husband goes overseas, only the wife gets provided with food, as opposed to the children and the children. And also Davracher, whatever that means, is also not provided. So what's the difference? Why when the husband goes crazy versus the husband going overseas? So Amalei v'lo shani l'cha ben yotzi l'das l'yotzi shalal l'das. But you don't think there's a difference when the guy goes out willingly versus not willingly? When the guy goes out willingly, so then there's room to say he shouldn't have to feed them. Look at Rashi. Rashi explains all this, I think. Rashi, lo shani l'cha. Yotzi min amakum l'das. Someone who leaves willingly. Hayabiyado l'tzavo salam mizonos b'nov v'nos avishto. He should have commanded and ordered his children and his wife. The mizonos are here. This cabinet's there. The corn's in this field. And he would have told them what to do. And he didn't tell him what to do. Gila Daito, that was a revealing his das, Shaina wrote to Lazun. He didn't want to feed them. He doesn't have an obligation to feed them. But a wife he has to feed. When it comes to his wife, he has to feed her. He can't just walk away from her. So Besin has to go down and pay him from the property. The children, where there's no chiv to pay, so it's the fact that he didn't tell them what to do, tells us he didn't want to feed them, and we have no right to go down to give them food from his property.
There's nowhere that the father has to feed his kids, right?
Right, that's the point. So
we learned it yesterday also.
Exactly.
Yeah. Eva, that she can't keep Masaya there.
Exactly, right.
Oh, no, Metzia, when she finds
it's
something.
Metzia,
Metzia, I think it is. If she finds something, then it's his.
Right.
Why? It says because Mishumeva, because if or...
I thought Maisiyadav goes out to Mishumeva.
One or the other one, maybe you're right.
No, Maisiyadav, it's his. Metzia, it's
his. They're both his, but I, which corresponds?
Which the Gemara says that Mishumeva.
Mishumeva was...
But it says...
Mitzia, you're right, Mitziasa.
Mitziasa, right?
Yeah.
Mishumeva, yeah.
Yeah, very good. Would you add a question?
But it says in the Ketuba.
Ketuba, he has to pay the wife, Mizonos, not for the children.
And she needs to take care of the children.
No, she has an obligation. She's supposed to, she oversees them, but she doesn't provide them with food necessarily. They go out and work, get a job, be a waiter, collect tips.
But if the kids are minors,
but they are small.
There's also no chiyuv anywhere.
I don't think there's a chiyuv.
Let them die.
But it's a natural, I guess it's a natural event.
So that's why when this husband leaves willingly overseas in Medina Sayam, and we didn't tell anybody to feed the children, that was his expression that I don't want to feed them. And Basin has no right to go into the property. But continuing in Rashi now, Aval Nishtate, if he goes crazy, he loses his mind, the Yotam in Olam Mishlola Das, Mistama Nichale Shiazuna Banav Nosav Mishalo. So Mistama, he would have wanted to feed his children, he just didn't have the Das to order anyone to take care of this. Gemara now asks finally, what's my Davrach? What's this Davrach that we spoke of above? So Rav Chis Amar Zeh Tachshit, jewelry. Comes to jewelry. Rashi explains, Tachshit actually means B'samim Shalavakas Rochel She'noshim Miskashas Behem. It refers to perfume. They wanted not necessarily jewelry as necklaces and bracelets and earrings, but this refers to the B'samim, the perfume. And that's also something that they would provide the wife as well. So Rav Yosef Amar Tzedakah. Now this refers to Tzedakah. Tzedakah to, not to the wife, I think, just Tzedakah Stam. Does it say which is?
Yeah, it's a duck. Is that they don't take from his, when he while he's away, they don't take from his nechassim to give to the people that to the poor people in the city.
No, what we said in the previous price, though, if he left bedas, though, if he became a nishtata, we would, right? But if he wouldn't, if he left Medinas Hayam, we would not give tzedakah.
Right, from his nechassim.
That's pretty interesting. That if he left nishtata, we would force him to give tzedakah. One would think now the family has no one to provide anymore. No one have anyone to provide anymore. The tzedakah should go to that same family. Just let them keep the money. But there still seems to be a chiv tzedakah from the property to give. What's wrong?
What does it say?
Say what?
They give tzedakah if he mishtate.
We said before that he gives davar acher. And the Gemara now tells us. Yeah. And the Gemara now. No, the first one says we give davar acher.
But that's one opinion.
Right, no. So the one opinion thinks tzedakah. Thinks it's a chi of tzedakah, even if the guy's in the shtata, which I think is pretty interesting. It's very interesting, I think. Okay. So Gemara now says, Mandamar tachshit kolshken tzedakah. The one says that, I'm not sure.
I think it's because when the guy becomes crazy, it's almost like she's Irish already, so. Meaning that she because the kids get and she gets, so then once Basin has the power to take over all the nechassim, they can also probably should give tzedakah because everything of his becomes in the hands of Basin. But when he's in the Asayam, since they cannot feed the kids, that means that he still has power on what he has to do, except for, I mean, it's still not an answer because he should give tzedakah, but
is there, if a person becomes nishtata, he's part from all mitzvahs.
Right, question: if it's tzedakah, it's like a mass, it's like a tax, or is it like a mitzvah? Like,
I can't imagine it's a mass though. But maybe that's, you're saying it. Certain type of tzedakahs were a mass that they would collect for the city.
Right.
Let's see. Yeah, I don't see anything back here. Okay. Okay, so the Gemara now says, "Man damar tachshit." The one who says in the second brisa that you don't have to give the besamim, the perfume, to the wife, kol shekein tzedakah. Certainly, one would not have to give tzedakah. Why is that a kol shekein? What's the logic there?
Tovat ha'tzibur, imein leaniach
אם אין להניח שנעדר, the one that missing, היה רוצה שאם קרון חסבו צורכו האישי, בוודאי להניח שהם מסכים שילכו לתו זכה. Meaning if he doesn't want to give to his own family, so obviously he doesn't want to give to Tzedakah.
Right. And we're trying to get into his mind. Aha. Right. Okay. But then the Gemara says, but according to the Man Damar who says, Tzedakah, you don't give Tzedakah, Aval, the implication would be, B'tachshit Yehavdin Lai. But you would, the implication would be, you do give the wife perfume. Why? D'lo nichale d'tinval, we don't want her to be disgusting and become a manuvel. So Amar Rav Chiya bar Avin, Amar Rav Huna, mi sheholach l'medina sayam, somebody who goes overseas, who meisa ishto, and his wife dies, based in Yordan l'nechasav v'kovrno, so l'fi chvodo. So based in has to go into the property, go into his bank account, and pay for a very respectable kavura. Amar says l'fi chvodo, v'lo l'fi chvodo. According to his respect, but not according to her respect. So this is in the question. You look at Rashi, Rashi writes, Lo kvodo l'fi kvodo lo l'fi kvodo b'tmiya midi de orcha v'lav orche, something that's accustomed to her but not accustomed to him, mi lo bay l'mevda ba havada in a yored esimo, she certainly doesn't go down if it's something that she's used to seeing in her family. V'afil man d'les le'ola imo l'achar misa in a yored esi ishla. So the Gemara says emo af l'fi kvodo, no, even according to his, whatever she's used to in her family, that's certainly going to be provided to her. If there are additional things that his family would also do to make it a very nice kavura, those additional things we would apply as well to her funeral. And basically, when in fact, we go down to her, his nechasim and ensure that she receives the proper kavura. Gemara says, what do we learn from all this? Hakamash Milan, Olo Imo, Veino Yoredes Imo. She only goes up, she only gets the better parts of his minhagim, but minhagim in terms of elaborate kavuras, but she does not go down with what he's used to. V'afil l'achar misa, even after death, this halacha still applies. That's what we learn from here. Amar Rav Masna, ha'omer im mesa lo takvura min nechasav, shomim lo. If the guy says, he goes overseas and tells the Beis Din, Rashi rather says it's b'shas misaso, during his death. If while dying, he gives a tzava, if my wife dies, don't give her a nice funeral for my property, we have to listen to him. Maishna, ki amar dinafli nichse kama yasmi, ki lo amar nami nichse kama yasmi rami. What's going on here? So, ki amar Maishna again, ki amar dinafli nichse kama yasmi. When property falls to in front of Yisomim, ki lo amar, when they don't say nami nichse kama yasmi ramu. So what's it saying here?
Right.
And the Yisomim are not obligated to pay for the funeral.
Right.
So if the father's dying, and he says, when my wife dies, don't pay for the property, of course he's not going to pay for the property, because the Yisomim have no obligation to pay for her funeral. So even when he doesn't tell them, don't use my property, they're not going to use the property anyways to pay for the kavura. So Ella Gemara says, really what should be saying is as follows. Ella Ha'omer im Mesu Lo takvuru minichasav ein shomim lo. If he says, if he dies, the guy talks about himself, if I die, don't bury him with my property, we don't listen to him. Rather, Rashi adds an element of stuck, I want to use tzedakah funds, I don't want to use my estate to pay for the funeral. So Gemara says, lav kohimne shiashis bonav v'yapu atzmo al tzibur. Person has no right to make his children wealthy and to place the burden on the tzibur to pay for his own funeral.
So now, before we said, we're talking about his wife.
Right.
Now he's correct, he's talking about himself.
Exactly.
And since he doesn't bring his money, they would have to get it from the tzibur, so he cannot.
Right, he has no right to do that. I want my children to be wealthy, and people are stuck. The svara, what goes on with tuition. People don't want to pay tuition because they want to. They want to, you know, have the money for themselves to use and rely on the community to pay for the tuition to get the tzedakah in that way. The person has no right to do that to make themselves and children wealthy and have others support him. Okay.
נופלת בראשונה על נכסי המת, שהם במקום המת עצמו, כאשר משלמים עבור קבורתו של אדם מכספי עזבונו. הוא כאילו מילא את חובתו מממון שלו. אין לו אדם שם מגיעו עד שערה.
Fine. New mission now. The Bama Memchess Amnaf. The mission tells us, Liolam hi brishus ha'av, ad shetikones lirishus ha'bal. Minisun. So the daughter is always in the possession, the property of the father. Rashi just gives examples on the bottom of Amud Aleph for a second. In Bas Yisrael, Murasa LeKohen. If it's a daughter, Bas Yisrael, who's engaged to a Kohen, he ain't no Ochelas B'Truma. She's not allowed to eat Truma yet. V'Zakai Ba'Kichol Zuchos Avibita. She's still considered in the property of her father, the Yisrael, and may not eat Truma and all other Zichuyos. Until she enters into the husband's Rishus, the Taras Nisuin, in which case, if she's marrying a Kohen, she's allowed to eat the Chumo. Masa av l'shluchei ha-baal. Let's say the father gives over to the shluchei of the Baal. The Baal sends over a shliach. I'm here to pick up the wife for my mishaleach. The father gives her over here, take her back to her husband. Harehi b'rishus ha-baal. She's already considered the b'rishus ha-baal, even though she's not physically there yet. But since the shliach represents the Baal, it's as if she's in the b'rishus already. Let's say let's say the father says, I want to accompany my daughter with the shluchei ha'bal, and they walk back to the house of the ba'al. Oh, shahalchu shluchei av im shluchei ha'bal. Or the ba'al says, you know what? The father rather says, I can't make the trip, but I'd like to send some messengers to watch over, and the two of you are going to go together back to the house of the ba'al. Harehi b'rishus av, that's still considered in the rishus of the ba'al. The father has not yet relinquished his rights. By him either accompanying the shluchei ba'al or sending shluchei ha'av with the shluchei ba'al is an expression of his not willing to relinquish rights as of yet. Let's say masu shluchei av the shluchei ba'al. Let's say the father sends shlichim, the daughter, and they meet halfway, and the shluchei ba'al meet somewhere in the middle. The shluchei av hand her over to the shluchei ba'al. So then the halacha there is harehi rishus ha'bal. That too is another way of handing her over ready to the rishus ha'bal. So the Gemara says, my li'olam. So what does it mean, li'olam? The Mishnah had introduced us with the following word, li'olam. Li'olam, that the daughter is always, forever, in the rishus of the husband, the father rather, until she gets married. What do you mean, li'olam? The Gemara says, la'fuke mi Mishnah Rishonah. This is coming to exclude the Mishnah Rishonah that we saw all the way back on the first daf of the Masechta. What does the Mishnah tell us? The Tanan Hagia Zman V'lo Nisu.
What's yeah. The question? Why the word li'olam?
It's very strange. Yeah, just say that the bas is brishus ha'av ad she masu le'val. Li'olam is a strange word.
Which is a strange Mishnah to begin with because it's only a short time. You know, what is the process? How long does it take since she goes from her house to the husband?
It could be and they live, live cause country is very, you know, continents apart
six,
from each other.
It could be 6 months. No?
Yeah, if they live very far from far away from each other, it could take a while to travel.
Theory, yeah.
No, but I think what it says here is that because I saw here that for sure. Let's say he gives. Let's say the father lives in Israel and they live in America and she's getting married in 7 months. If he sends her 6 months before the wedding to the Baal, just to
but that's Lenisuin. Obviously, in Irusin, she's still in the Rishut of the father.
No, but let's say she's Arusa. Let's say he sends her while she's Arusa and they don't get married for another 6 months. If she's Beresus Baal, if she's in the country of the Baal, I think that.
But yeah. She cannot be with him before the Nisuin.
No, but I don't exactly. How is it?
The 12 month period?
Because here it says, Kol Shekeni Masra Le Baal, meaning that we don't necessarily have to talk about shlichim. If he gives it over
Baal
to the Baal.
To marry him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The second that she married, that's it, it's off.
No, but this is talking before he gets married. Like, yeah. What would be the case, let's say?
This is talking about chuppah. That,
No, let's say one lives in Alaska and the other one lives in Miami.
Okay.
But hold on, the father is not present in the wedding?
Maybe not. Maybe he's sick, maybe he cannot travel, maybe anything. So what happens? So the moment that he sends her to the city, the Baal is already chayav or not?
Yeah, I think the moment, look at that top Rashi, the Rashi in the top of the page. He says, the Rashus Habal Nisuan, the moment he gives permission for the husband to do Nisuan, Kolomar, Shetikarnes Lechupa, Lashem Nisuan, Shetem Besur Rashus Habal. The moment he gives the heter, now you can get married, now just make it happen. So then it's already considered.
So let's say he puts her in a hotel, and that's in the city. He's
that's what it sounds like.
That's what it sounds like.
She'll go, she will do the ceremony. What's
she can eat truma then? So she can eat truma?
She can eat truma, I thought. How does the English...
6 months before the wedding?
No, she'll tikanes lechupa. That she'll go into the
Only with the chupa, okay. Yeah. Only if they actually have a chupa.
No.
L'shem nisuin.
So what's the whole Yeah, meaning that he's giving the Baal reshus to marry, to go to the chuppah. Not that he doesn't. Under the chuppah, when is nisuin? We don't need the whole mission. Everybody agrees that it's a
Baal. Yeah, that's true too.
You don't have to teach me that stuff.
Chuppah is obvious.
You wouldn't bring a whole mission for that.
Well, I'll just read the English. Prior to the completion of her marriage in nisuin.
Right.
Not handing over. Prior to completion of her marriage in the Suan, the bride is merely betrothed to her husband. She remains a member of her father's household and in her father's domain.
Okay. That's correct. And then, keep on going.
That's it.
But what happens? What happens? Translate the part where he says, Kivan Shemasar Ha'av. What does it say?
Also, her father continues to enjoy all of her father's rights over his daughter, as though she were entirely unmarried.
Oh, let me mention that there is she in Bat Israel. He, who mourns at Lekoen, Adain Asur Lalechol Betruma. Bat Israel Israel Lekoen Lechol Betruma. Kmochen, Adain Zakai Ba Avia Kehol Schiot Av Bito. Amnuido Mishnah, that we said before, Kehilu Ipnuya Gamre.
Yeah, Bricky is right. The second you give it to the Shliach, there's no Nisun yet.
Since delivery of the bride to the agents is not chuppah,
right,
it may not be effective in all respects. The Gemara will discuss in what regard she is considered to be married and in what regard she is not.
Okay, beautiful.
I'm saying it's the process.
Okay.
When they open the door until to the chuppah.
Okay.
Which is you want to get rid of 30 seconds. Somebody can die that second. And then what's the din?
All right.
And it's a short, it's not like 6 months.
Let's clarify with the Gemara.
So Gemara says, my Liolam, what does Liolam mean? Why is the Mishnah introduced with the word Liolam, that she's always in the Rishus of the father until she gets married? Lafu gave me Mishnah Rishono to exclude the Mishnah Rishono, which said what? The Tanan, he gives Marvelo Nisu, Ochlos Mishalo, Ochlos Machuma, Kamashma Liolam. What does that mean? So we had the Mishnah in the beginning.
Yeah, we learned it before.
Exactly that. When they get engaged, they have 12 months to get ready for the wedding. And let's say 12 months come up, the deadline's there, and he's not ready to get married yet. He has to start feeding her. He has an obligation of mezonos, even though they're not married yet. And also, if he's a Kohen, she's allowed to eat truma. By the way, Pnei Yeshua writes, based on this Gemara, I think Pnei Yeshua here in this daf says, we see that the din deraisa, the sigizman, the 12-month period, is a din deraisa, and that's what allows her to eat truma. Others argue in the Pnei Yeshua, I believe, that
it's
not deraisa.
Prediction.
So that's the Gemara says, that was the Mishnah Rishon. That's how they used to teach it. But then the Mishnayos, the Chacham, retracted and said, not true. She's always in the Rishus of the father. Even if the 12-month period comes, she's still only in the Rishus of the father, and she cannot eat Chuma until they actually get married or be handed over to marriage.
So it is a contradiction.
Yeah, and that basically, Liom is telling us we don't hold like the Mishnah Rishona. She's always in the Rishus of the father until there's marriage. He gives man v'lo nisu, still she's not allowed to eat the Chuma. Mara now quotes Masa Ha'av L'Shluch Ebal Harehi B'Rishus Ebal. If the father hands her over to the Shluch Ebal, she's all yours. The Mishnah gave it the impression that she's completely the under the ownership of the husband. Samar Rav Misiras L'Chol Chuz Mitruma. She's handed over to him with respect to all halachas except for eating truma. She cannot eat truma. What halachas does it affect? Rashi tells us around six narrow lines down. Misiras L'Chol L'Yarsha. If she dies, he inherits her. The Tamila, if he's a Kohen and she dies, he's Matami for her. Ulamaisiadea, he gets all her actions. The handing over to the Shliach is as if there's a chuppah, except Chutz Meachilas Chuma, says Rashi. The time of Dida Mishum Simapom, Simpon rather, Kidilakaman Perk Afopi, Bakati Ikalamecha Shlahachi Shema Yimsa Ba Mumin, the Yubakudushav and Nisun Taos. But we hold back, don't eat the Chuma yet. Because there's a concern that when they get married, he might find the mum and say, wait a second, I didn't know about this mum. The wedding is called off retroactively. There's never a wedding in the first place. And then she has no right to eat the truma. So when it comes to truma, therefore, we're not going to allow her to eat truma in the case that he finds something afterwards that she was a mum and to cancel and nullify the entire kedusha.
But anyway, when she's not with him, she stopped eating truma. So what that excuse for truma?
No, she's going. If we allow her to eat truma right now, and then they finally get married 2 months later,
yeah,
when the shluchim get there,
but she eats for 2 months truma.
Right, and then he says, "Wait a second, this is not who I wanted to get married to. What's this mum?" And he says, "The whole thing's called off.
Okay.
Retroactively, there's no wedding, and she was not allowed to eat truma this past 2 months."
This is a case where the father is not a
Kohen. 2 months or 6 months prior.
No, whatever time, whenever she started eating the truma.
The husband is a Kohen, and she's not a Kohen.
I understand.
Right.
She's Israel, and she's married to a Kohen. And all the okay, machil truma.
So then the Gemara says that's all according to Rav Asi, but rather Rav. Rav Asi Amar Afle Truma. She's even allowed to eat truma. Why? So look at Rashi for the reason why she's allowed to eat even truma. Rav Asi Amar Afle Truma. Kesavar Hadamar Rabbanon Arusa Lo Socha B'Truma. The Rabbanon who hold that you're not allowed to eat truma, because really Mederaisa, we learn from the Gemara in Yivamos that an Arusa may eat truma. If she's engaged to a Kohen, she's allowed to eat truma. Why do we say she can't? The Chamer concerned, Mishum Shema Yimazgulo Kos Bebeis Avia. We're concerned that she might feed her father's house, her father who's Yisrael, some of that truma, Umashgul Achil Ach Yosef, feed her brother and her sister, and that's going to be obviously terrible. But Vahasha De'ein Achil Ve'Ach Yosef Etzla Shari. But now she's already off. She's on the way to the husband. There's no chashash that she's going to feed her family. So she could go back to the heter of eating truma as an arusa. That's Machlokas Rav versus Rav Asi. The Gemara says, Eisive Rav Huna Rav Asi. Rav Huna challenges Rav Asi who permitted her to eat truma. Amila, others say, Chia Bar Rav was the one who challenged the Rav Asi. He quotes from our Mishnah, Li Olam he brishus ha'av achi dikanes l'chuppah. That the daughter's forever in the rishus of the father until she gets married. Giving over to the shluchei habal is not married yet. She's not allowed to eat truma until she actually gets married. Says the Gemara, Amalahu, Rav says, Lav aminu l'cha. Now this Rav sounds like he's defending Rav Asi. Amalahu, Rav says, Lav aminu l'chu, did I not tell you, Lo tizle bas ipcha, don't go based on the opposite. Yachol shnuye l'chu, I could explain to you, Misirasa zu hikni sasa l'chupa. So look at Rashi. Rashi tells us, Amalhu Rav first. Rav says l'tamido ubno. So the one who was asking Chia by Rav was the son of Rav, and also the student of Rav. So he says to his son Chia, don't ask questions. Rashi continues, lo tizlu basa ifcha, don't go after the opposite, which means lo tashivu bebeis magic, don't be mishnah hanepechas, don't ask a question for a mission that can be flipped over, that can be explained l'shneit stadim two different ways. Yuchal metaritz, the answer could easily l'taritz mashma achet dvarav. You could completely flip over everything on its head. So don't ask such questions.
So he's saying that when he gives her to the shluchim, it's like nisas lechupa.
Yeah, that's what he's basically saying.
How do you explain that?
So exactly, what's the svar? How does that work? How do you have someone do a chuppah for you?
Kedugma leklal, kedugma no, mesirat habal lekala, kala labal, o shluchav, hi, kedugma leklal, it's a rule, sheknisa lechuppah ma'avira et habal rishut. So the same din, that the second you have chuppah, she is moving, obviously, to the rishut habal, so mesirat ha'isha to the shluchim to habal is that same rule, that now she is in his position. Meaning, it's not a chuppah, but she's in his position.
Right. Chuban might simply be control.
The stamp.
Right. Okay, but what would come out of this Gemara, if this Gemara was meant to be taken seriously, that we see that chuppah can be learned, even done in Aliyah Shlicha. That would be a chiddush from this Gemara.
No, it doesn't say that. It says that rak t'inyan adin of the reshut, of the daughter, but it's not a replacement to a chuppah. It's yep. Not a can come instead of a chuppah, the giving of the daughter.
What is it saying?
It's the same example that the chuppah is obviously shiloh from the father. So this is an example too. When
but it's Sina, not, it's not a really a chuppah.
No, it's not a chuppah.
It's
not.
Right. It's just that he.
As if.
So then in regards to the deal of the, this doesn't accomplish.
Huh?
What does the chuppah accomplish?
Many other dinim. I'm sure.
No, but
sure.
I think that we still have the question that what happens if she has a moon?
Same thing.
No, because in a chuppah she has to give her a get. So we say maybe he's not going to divorce her. But here, if he sees a moon like we just said before, and they go.
How can he see the moon? She's not with him yet.
But that's what I'm saying. But before the chuppah, maybe I don't know.
This apparently is a very juicy sugya. Just to show you one question out here, how much do we view this as a real chuppah? So the Rambam paskins that ein chuppas nida. If the wife is nida, b'toras chuppah, it's not a good chuppah.
Right.
So according to that Rambam, what would you say here? That's in general. So now if you assume this is a real chuppah, what if she's in nida? Will this be an effective chuppah if she's in nida? Or no, there's not really a chuppah. This, as you said, a dugma.
What do you assume it's a rule chuppah? That shlichim?
Yeah. No, if you do, we don't know. That seems to be machlokas. So if you assume it's a real chuppah, the giving over to the shluchim, then if she's nida, then according to the Rambam, it may not be good mesira. According to other Yishonim who allow for chuppah's nida, this would work. Others might just say, this is not a real chuppah. They're just giving over some rishus to the husband. And there's certain halachas that are going to be carried over.
Right. Well, what happens when she gets there and he doesn't like her? Then she has to give her a get? No.
Right, exactly. Probably no get. Anyway, good question. Also, they ask, what about Hafaras Nadarm? Does he have the right to be made for Nadarm yet? How much is she given over to him at this point? So this is, it's a gray area.
That's only if she's in the Ara.
If she's fully married to the husband. Now the husband has rights of the Hafaras Nadarm. When she's single, the father does the Hafaras Nadarm.
Only when she's in Ara.
When she's engaged and Amarasa, they both have rights.
Nara, but I'm saying when she's a Bogeres, no. When she's
right.
a Bogeres,
right.
the
but
father
when,
cannot.
Right, I'm
only
saying,
the husband.
We know when does a husband have the rights?
Right.
So once you give over to the Shluchei Abal, now does a husband have the rights to do Hafaras Nadarm for her? Even if she's older, the husband has rights, even for Bogeres,
the
husband has
Bogeres
rights.
Bogeres has, but the father doesn't.
The father does not.
The question is, what's the name of carrying over?
Right. Okay, so this requires further Ian. But this is Bekiyas. So let's go. The Gemara says further, Ushmul Amar Le Yerushasa. What does it mean that he gives her over to the Shluch Ebal with respect to Yerusha, that if she dies, the Baal now has a Zechus of being Yerusha? Rish Lakish Amar Le Ksubasa. He gets rights to Ksuba. Ksubasa Mahi. What do you mean Ksuba? Di Mesa Yaris La. Meaning, if she dies, then he inherits her. Hainu the Shmul. That's the same thing as Shmuel says. So Amar Ravina Lomar Ksuvas Me'acher Mana. Which means what? She becomes a Almana Minasun. If she gets married a second time, if he dies, then she gets remarried, if you will, to another person, then she would only get a Mana from that second marriage because she's already considered an Almana. That's right. So there is really effect. There are real halachic changes from this Mesir Labal.
Yeah, three.
So if they gave it over to the Eidim, to the Shluchim, and then this guy dies, next time she marries, she only gets a man.
Could she marry a Kohen? A Kohen Gadol, rather?
Right.
I wonder. Is she really an Almana now? Is she a apostle to a Kohen Gadol? Okay, let's go weiter. The question we have to leave open. So Gemara says, now, Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Chanina, Damri Tervaya, both of them are of the opinion, Misiras Alechol, Aflachuma. They both hold, she's given over completely to the husband, even with respect to Truma. Let's say the father accompanies the Shluchei Abal. Or the father sends his own Shluchim to accompany the Shluchei Abal. Or along the way, she has a chatzer and goes into sleep. What's this case of chaser b'derech v'nichsa imo? Rashi said they went to just sleep for the night, but not for nisun. Lo l'shem nisun.
Lalun sham kesha orchim. Meaning that she owned the house, uh-huh. and they just slept in that house, all of them together. Right.
Because it's not until she enters his house, it has to be his house that he owns,
right.
for the chuppah to be effective. This is her house. So all these situations, there's this time period where she's on the way to get married, but hasn't gotten married yet. So what's the halacha, says the Gebraisa? If afa pisha ksuba, even though her ksuba is apparently ready and waiting in the house of her husband, mesa, if she dies, avia yorsha, the father actually inherits her. So the Gemara says, so what's the difference? And furthermore, the Gebraisa continues, if, let's say, the father hands over to the Shulchei Baal, or the messengers of the Av give her over to the messengers of the Baal, or he has a courtyard along the way, and they both enter that house for the purposes of Nisun, even though the Ksuba might be back at her father's house, there's no Ksuba that's present, in this situation, if she dies, the husband's going to inherit her. And when this is true, the Yerushasa, with respect to Yerusha, Aval, the Chuma, with respect to Chuma, Ein Isha Ochelas, B'Chuma, Achid Zichanis L'Chuppah. You need actual Chuppah to allow for eating the Chuma. So we said above that Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish thought that not true, or Rabbi Chanina rather, Rabbi Yochanan thought even without Chuppah, you're allowed to eat Chuma. Tiyufta, the Kula Tiyufta. This is a Tiyufta according to all them.
Meaning to those who hold that she can eat Chuma.
Exactly. For us, wait a second. Hagufa Kasha, that very Brisa that we just brought, had an internal contradiction. Why? First, we said Amris Nichnasa Imo Lalin Taima Dilalin Hostam L'Shem Nisun. If they entered into the courtyard simply to sleep for the night, so then it wouldn't be a good Nisun. But if they went Stam without having a Das, L'Shem Nisun. We assume Stam Das in this case would be L'Shem Nisun. But Ema Seifa, if you look at the end, Nichnasa Imo L'Shem Nisun. If they enter into the courtyard for marriage purposes, the implication is hastama lalin. If they just went stam, we would assume it's just to sleep. So what's the case of stam? What's the situation where they both go to sleep in the house together, but stam das? Is it for l'shem nisun or l'shem lalin? So amar Rav Ashi, stama katani. This is talking about stam case, meaning stam chatzar di da lalin, stam chatzar di de l'nisun. Depends whose house is it, that's going to define what the stam is. If they're entering to her house, so then Stam Das for her house is Lalin. If his house, then Stam Das in his house is Linusun. Okay. Should we go weiter? I have a good stopping point here, but I'm not sure if it's too high up.
You mean by Amar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak?
I have Tana Masar Ha'av Shulchei Baal as a stopping point here.
Right, that's what we got now.
Yeah, so maybe let's stop here then. Let's stop here. I think the... wait a second. We can get to the next to the top page.
You can go if you want. We can go all the way to Amar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak Av Anan Tnina, it seems. But
where's that?
But it seems that it's also connected.
Okay, so maybe we'll stop here then. We'll pick it up tomorrow. Tomorrow looks like a quick daf, just looking at the... Okay.
So it seems that, so it's saying that what that stam, if they go into her house.